اوكي بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم أتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تدع فينا شقيا ولا محروما. السلام عليكم sisters and brothers. Brothers and sisters, today is our second session. Basically, this very intensive mini course consists of four sessions. This is the second one. The main title basically is how to build strong and happy family, inshallah, in general and in the West in specific. Now the idea, now just for your information, this course is supposed to be 20 hours. And it will be taught, inshallah, after 2 months as a nearly full course. Now it's just like an idea, because we have just four sessions. Now, last time I will give about 5 minutes quickly about the introduction of last time, just to help you to stay with me on the track. Our first session was introduction about the importance of existence of a human race on earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humanity. He decided by his will that he wants human race to stay on earth to fulfill some certain duties. It's by his wish, his will. And he told us about the concept of inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa and the concept of wasta'marakum fiha. So everyone is following and we are taking, let's say, the authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of earth and to develop earth in general. Now, to fulfill Allah's will and to do what Allah's wishes and what Allah loves, basically, He created something, many things, one of which to keep the human race exist, basically, is the attraction between males and females. Part of the attraction, basically, we have needs, we have benefits, we have attractions. One of the points, basically, is the sexual need and the emotional need. One, I'm not talking this is the only, this is one, but it is one of the most powerful drives. So this leads, plus the need, cooperation, the need for the family, the need to do many things. Altogether, this will happen through an institution, we call it marriage. So the institution of marriage in Islam is something very important, very sensitive, very sacred. And many Islamic teachings, they were designed by Allah to preserve this institution. So last time we gave an introduction about the importance of this, and we started last time just giving an idea by how Islam directed males and females, directed the family of the man and the family of the woman, how or on what basis they should be choosing or accepting the spouse. Such as we highlighted the very famous hadith, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ أَوْ دِينَهُ وَأَمَانَتُهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. If this Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was approaching the family of the girl, if you've been approached by someone with khuluq, with banners, with morals, with ethics and deen, accept him, open your doors initially, okay? Give him a priority compared with others. إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوا تَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فِتْنَةِ. If you decided not to give any kind of priority for the khuluq and the deen and just to consider all other human things, all worldly things, and to exclude this, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, guiding us, تَكُنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فِتْنَةُ وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ أَوْ فَسَادٌ عَرْضٌ. Otherwise, if you do not do so, what you will be facing is fitna, big problem, huge trial, fitna, وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيدٌ, and a wide corruption. And we are witnessing this in different societies on earth. And on the other side, I'm just now concluding or giving a quick summary for what we have done last time. And in the last minute, we highlighted last time as well the hadith which is directed to the other part of the equation, which is to the man. Prophet Muhammad says, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَعٍ. لمالها لجمالها لحسبها ولدينها فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, out of his wisdom, because of the direction of the divine wisdom, he was telling the youth, telling men, telling males that mainly human beings on earth, when they would love to engage with a woman, they look to one of, out of four main criterias, some of them, or one of them, or all of them. One of them is the beauty of a woman, which is one of the things, one of the items of attraction for the males, the beauty of a woman, or the reputation, or the money, or the deen, the khuluq. فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَعْكَ. The core meaning, the end result of the meaning, as if you do not pay attention to the importance of the deen in the female, تَرِبَتْ يَدَعْكَ, it's as if, in our language, you are a loser. As if your hands, they were thrown into the dust. I mean, it's a metaphorical usage, an Arabic metaphor to mean you have lost. As if خلاص يعني, you are a loser. God forbid, inshallah. This is what we did last time. Today, inshallah, I will be starting. I said, I repeat telling you, what I'm doing is something very intensive, very short, and it's a summary in 4 hours out of 20 hours. So I'm jumping, I'm filling a lot of gaps, but I'm choosing the most important things that suits, inshallah, or that suits, you know, just to leave from this place that you have an idea. Today's session, now, I will consider the man and the woman that they have decided to marry, and they are married now. So, session two, we are discussing husband and wife at home. Now, imagine with me what should happen according to Islamic teachings. Now, I will be sending encapsulated messages, very intensive messages. Message number one. And by the way, what I'm saying, it's part of it, it's what I have read. Part of it, the knowledge that Allah has given to me through my study. And maybe I forget to introduce you to me, to some of you. I'm an associate professor in Islamic studies from Jordan University. I've done my BA in Usul al-Din, in Tafsir, Hadith, Aqidah, Islamic faith. Then my master's degree for 7 years and a half in Tafsir al-Quran. Then I did my PhD in comparative religions. And I've been teaching in a Jordan University since 15 years. So I've been dedicated completely in all my life since 1985 up to this. I'm just teaching Islam and learning Islam. So through this 34 years, while I'm reading in Tafsir, in Aqidah, in Hadith, I'm doing da'wah, helping, counseling, solving problems. So what I'm talking here basically is part of what I have learned from the Quran, from the Sunnah, from the Fiqh, and from the practical problems of the people. So if I'm not exaggerating, I may be engaged at least in 2,000 to 3,000 cases in my life with family problems between husbands and wife, parents and kids, kids and parents, indifferent. So it's a mix of practical experience and theoretical knowledge, okay? So sometimes when I say something, it's not necessarily that I read it in somewhere, but something that I came across with hundreds of cases. So I became like a, let's say, fully convinced that this thing should be done or this thing should be avoided. Now, part of these things, first message. الحب شجرة تبدأ بالزواج ولا يوجد حب قبل الزواج. First message, there is no love before marriage. لا يا شيخ خربت علينا يا. You have spoiled all of our plans because, and I know, and by the way, it's very difficult to me to keep just talking like this. All of you are sitting here. Maybe I shouldn't. المشكلة كلكم قاعدين هنا وما حدا قاعد هنا مش عارف كيف بدي اضلي على جهة واحدة بس. في مجال تحركه للنص معلش. It's very difficult for me to keep looking just to one side. I started to have a neck ache. I'm sorry for this. I go, yes, excellent. Thank you. جزاكم الله خير. Excellent. Just to have the balance. Thank you very much. Good. Now, so there is no love before marriage. Even though TV tells us something else. Even though the Hollywood stars have another point of view. But it's based on lies. It is based on fake stories. It's based on delusions. And simply lies. The true love does not exist before marriage. If you want to talk about attraction, yes. Admiration, yes. Something, I liked her style in her clothing. Okay, I liked it. I was attracted by her voice. Yes, she was attracted by my muscles, bodybuilding. This is not love. This is not love. I liked his way, how he does it. Okay, I like, I'm attracted, I'm whatever, I admire this. This is not love. Love, please, if you want to take it from, if you want to consider me an expert, just with 34 years of expertise, true love is true love. The beginning of the true love, the seeds will be planted by marriage, which means the first beginning of the marriage is still there is no love. Still just everyone is testing other and trying to build a genuine true relation, because before that, they were not. It was not permissible to do many things. It was haram. She was, we call in the fiqh terminology, ajnabiya, and he is ajnabi. They are not allowed to have khalwa. They can't be very close. They can't stay alone because it's haram. Now, when they are married under one ceiling and they have full privacy, they started the true, real life and husband and wife. Now, they are discovering truly, genuinely each other. From now, we will start planting the seeds of love. My advice, I can't force you to accept this. I'm telling you, and I believe in this out of the experience. One, first message. That a branch, as a subtitle of this claim or this message. That what is love? What is love? Or how love, maybe we will not be able to agree on a definition for love. But let me ask something more practical, because this is like an intensive sessions. How can we achieve true love? I will give you examples how true love can be achieved. One, when you live together, please focus on this. As long as you and her living a little bit with your privacy and you have restrictions and you just meet, and sometimes she's a colleague, you are a colleague, she's a friend, you are a friend, the clash of interest in the minimum. Okay? When you live under one ceiling, the clash of interest will be in the highest level. You want to sleep because you are tired. She's facing a headache. She needs someone to take care of her. But I'm very tired. Okay. She's sick. This is a clash of interest. Real, genuine clash of interest. Okay. But I'm used basically in all of my life. When I'm tired, I just sleep. Now you have to say bye-bye for a new style, for your customs. You have a new thing. Now, your test is, are you ready to give up your need for a sleep and you take care of her? For example. Or, for example, he came very angry because of his boss at work. Out of nowhere, without controlling himself, he screamed in your face. He did not mean it, but he did it. You, as a highly respected female at the house of your father, no one dares to scream in your face. And anyone does it, may God be with her. okay, your husband did it now. What is the reaction? Now, when you control yourself and you forgive him and understand his psychological needs at that specific moment, this is called forgiveness. This is one of the seeds of the true love. Now, when she's facing a headache and you left your sleep to take care for her, this is called, you are sacrificing tadhiya. You are leaving what you love for the sake of what she needs. This is called tadhiya. You are sacrificing. In the other examples, she's forgiving, okay? Your mother, Mr. Husband, was very tough with her. She controlled herself for the sake of you, because she loves you, okay? Now, when you know that your mother did something wrong, but you can do nothing because birrul walidain, okay, ask you to be very polite even if your mother did something wrong, even if she was making a mistake. You can't, sometimes maybe even you can't open the topic with your mother. What can you do? You are completely stuck. زي ما نقول علقان ما بين بر الوالدين وما بين الظلم علقان يعني I got stuck. Say, Ya Rab, what can I do? What can I do? When she says, just a smile. Don't worry. I'm happy. Don't worry. I'm not sad. Don't worry. This is love. This is the seeds of love. Love is not just in the Hollywood style. You know, American lady, white, fair hair, Ferrari, helicopter, machine guns. Then he saves her from the gangs. Then like Rambo. Rambo alone, he finished and vanished Afghanistan alone. But you know, American, of course, Americans can do it. Definitely, just Americans can do it, okay? So, like Rambo, this is just silly lies. This is not love. This is just sexual, this is fulfilling for sexual appetite. This is disgusting love, it's not love. That's what I'm telling you about the true love. What happens secretly inside the house. Okay, when you sacrifice, when you forgive, when she forgives, on continuous and daily basis. Okay, for example, long salah of Sayyidina Muhammad. Imagine that you are a very generous person as a husband. Before you became a husband, you are very generous. Especially, you know, in the Arabic customs, Arabic traditions, it's highly appreciated. It's part of their culture, wherever you go. When you meet a friend, out of a sudden, تفضلوا غداك عندنا. You know this. This is very common, okay? جيرت الله. You know جيرت الله? What is جيرت الله? Okay? جيرت الله الغدا عندنا. Which means, you know, he's making an oath. By Allah, you will have your lunch at my house. This is a very common custom in Arabic cultures. Now, husbands in general, they don't think about whether their wives are busy or not. They don't even come to them because mainly, customly, they are at home. It's a matter, hello, ya mara, al-dhuyuf jayin ma'ay hadhr al-ghada. It is very common. Hey, my wife, you know, I have my guest with me, please prepare the lunch, which is very common. Like, you met a friend, all the friend, oh, you have to take the lunch with me. Okay. Okay, please, I will meet you 2 hours later. I will pick you up from the hotel or whatever. And you forgot completely to look at your calendar because your wife has already told you 10 days ago that since 30 days, she's preparing for a big gathering, reunion for her colleagues at a class, those who did study with her 20 years ago at your home. Could it happen? Yes. Hello, I'm coming with the lunch. Which lunch? I have at home about 50 ladies. Oh my God. It's very embarrassing, but you know, I am the man. Lunch is lunch. نعم. شلونش لاس قول وال حل مشكلتي. شو حل مشكلتي? There's nothing such as solve your problem. Now, if you are a man, and here comes love. Okay, traditionally you are very embarrassed. So what? Al-adl wal-insaf, which means justice and to be fair, you have already, okay, you forgot. This is your problem, not her problem. She has all the priorities for her because she has booked, if I may put it in this way, she has already booked the house for her colleagues 30 days ago. You just did it now. تفضلوا عندنا. Okay, you are in an embarrassing situation. Solution. What's the solution should be? Now she knew that you are embarrassed. Can she do anything? Can she ask 50 ladies to leave the house? Who will be more embarrassed? She or you? Definitely she. Who is the one who has to apologize now? It's you. Now, when she realizes, hello, I'm very sorry, we have to go to the restaurant. Some of you here in the country, what's the problem? You can't go to a restaurant. No, in Arabic cultures, going to a restaurant, sometimes it's a big shame. If you do not welcome him at your house, you are not honoring him. So going to the restaurant, in some Arabic cultures, it's really a big scandal. In some Arabic cultures, at home or as if you have done nothing. Okay, it's a cultural issue. But I'm talking about the embarrassment, al-haraj. I'm giving you an idea how true love comes. Okay? So in such just examples, daily examples. Sorry, I can't because what? You know, I promised my wife. طبعاً culturally speaking, نعم يا أمّا, نعم يا chicken. You promised your wife. نعم. Some Arabic cultures, you are a coward. If you want a true love according to Islam, you are a hero. Got my point? Now, doing these things, which means to stand by justice in such daily cases, will plant and will put the pillars of true love in your life. Here comes love. Now, 2 years, 3 years later, 4 years later, continuously, this is what you do with her. This is what she does with you. And when you make a mistake, I'm sorry, my dear wife. When I do a mistake, I'm sorry, my dear husband. Apologize, okay? I'm sorry. I'm a human being, I did a mistake. Now, end results, you are creating the pillars of true love. That's why sometimes you have husband and wife who have been living together 20 years as if they have married just tonight. Why? Because they're applying these things. This is the true love. If you are seeking true love. So the first message, basically we had a message and an explanation and justification for the message. The message is what? There is no love before marriage. How can we achieve love? I gave you some examples. Now, okay, now one of the amazing things that really creates the pillars of love, in my opinion, what is called, according to some scholars, sunnatu taghaful. Have you heard this expression, sunnatu taghaful? In some slang language, at-tatnish. At-tatnish al-ijabi, taban. Sunnatu taghaful, in simple language, means do your best to act as if you don't know. For the silly things that could happen every time and then every few minutes. As our Egyptian brothers, they say, مدقش. You know مدقش? وتعبير آخر برواية مصرية عديها بقى يا شيخ. عديها بقى. مدقش. طنش. بالفصيح سنة التغافل. In English, do your best to act as if you don't know. In some other expressions, close your eye. اعمل حالك ما شفتش. Clear? Now, every time and then, a husband and wife could be falling in shortcomings. بخسروا. For whatever reason. Many, many reasons. You are not a hero. You are not Superman. You are a normal human being. She is not as well. If you want to stop with every single thing, why did you so? Why did you so? Why did you so? Life will transfer to be hell. If you just pass all silly things as if nothing happened, you are putting the pillars of love. I'm just giving advice. This is part. We have long series of advices, but I just decided to choose the most important 4 or 5 out of long series of advices how to establish the true love between husband and wife. Now, Then I put, this was like a general advice. Then I chose what I call قواعد عامة لا بد من مراعاتها بين الزوجين. General rules, general principles. As long as you do your best to apply some of them or most of them, you will be able to let your family, what's the title of our course? How? To build strong and happy. We have two pillars. Happy family, strong family. The ties are very strong and happiness most of the time, if not all the time, is there. So we have two pillars, happiness and powerful, strong and happy. How to build strong and happy family, okay? So I'm choosing about 6 to 7 rules out of maybe 15 or 20, just to as I told you, because of the limitation of the time. Now, ضمانو, I will say them in Arabic and English to make sure that I noticed maybe some of you, maybe they don't know English, but the course is in English. Therefore, I will just say the title in Arabic, but the full explanation will be in English, okay? Now, ضمان بقاء الحب بالحد الأدنى هو الاحترام. Now, for whatever reason, one of basic principles, for whatever reason, you are not able to enjoy love, the highest level of love. But how to maintain the family? Don't lose respect. The bottom line of a family is respect, not love. Be careful. يعني بطلنا نحب بعض مش قادرين نعيش. Who told you that you have to love each other to تعيشوا? Be careful. Don't miss the concept. To maintain a family, to keep your family strong, there is no necessity to have love. Love is for the VIPs. If you can do it, please do it. طب يا عمي, I could not have the VIP. طب what shall I do? Shall I kill myself? No. Live with a strong family. طب what is the secret? Don't lose respect. Don't curse. Don't humiliate. Okay? Don't insult. This is the bottom line. If one of them broke the line of respect, the family is destroyed. Rule, highest level, true love, lowest level is what? Respect. I mean by respect, don't ever, whatever reason, don't insult, let him, don't swear at, let us stop, whatever the reason, this is the line. If it happened once, it means خلاص, this is the beginning of the broken of the relation. Can I fix it? Yes, but still the wound will remain there. طيب, if we do not lose respect, can love come again? Yes. If we lost respect, love will not come again. This is the bottom line. One rule. Clear? طيب, second rule. If you want to have a strong and happy family, let Mr. Husband, let Mrs. Wife, okay? Let your spouse be your closest friend. أقرب صديق لك هو زوجتك أو هي زوجتك أو هو زوجك. يا عمي, what do you mean by this? Look now. Unfortunately, for many reasons, the closest friends from us are not our spouses. Look at yourselves, married people. I mean, the close friend, you know, friendship has a specific definition. The close friend is the one whom you do what we call in Arabic الفضفضة. And you give the secrets. And you would love to tell him everything about anything happens at any time. And when you are happy, you call him or her. When you are sad, you call him or her. Look at your close friends before you are married. They're very close friend. What's the role of very close friend? He is the one who's what? Who's always there to listen, or to support, or to be with, happy with me, supporting me, just listening to me. This is the friend. Why when we are married, we do not let our wives be our friends, our husbands be our friends? If you do not pay attention to this, you can't build a happy and strong family. If Mr. Husband, Mrs. Wife, if your friend outside your marriage relation, if you, the female, if you, the male, if you have someone outside the relationship between you and your wife or you and your husband has a better status of a friendship, you can't have the best, this is my opinion, I'm telling you out of experience. Number one relation, when I say number one, practically to whom you give your secrets. When you are very happy, who is the first person that you call? If you want to let anyone be happy and you have just 10 seconds, to whom you send the message? I'm giving you a criteria, you have to test yourself. Who is the first person comes to your mind to tell him about what you are facing, whether it's good or bad? This is like a quick criteria to tell you what do I mean by a very close friend, and this should be your spouse, husband or wife. Please try it. By the way, let me tell, the normal way of classifying things is a black and white, okay? Which means I'm either addressing good husband and wife or bad husband and wife, God forbid, but in theory. Now, let's imagine that those who are good husbands and wife, they feel happy when they listen to this. Those who are facing big trouble with this, it's a good opportunity if they would love to follow these things to fix the relation, which is excellent. But maybe we have a third category, they have no idea about this, still completely new, they are not enjoying a happy life, neither they are facing a disaster, but simply they are in the middle of nowhere, in the gray area. What they should do, please do your best to apply some of what you are listening to so that you might achieve happiness, inshallah. Clear? Time. Third rule. If you want really happy family, strong family, you have to establish trust. You have to express yourself, that you must let your spouse feel that you trust him, you trust her. You have to establish this. Without the trust, no real love comes. But still, I'm not able, I'm not used, I'm a very private person, you know, I'm very dependent on myself, I did not use. I know, that's why you have to face the fact that you are a husband now. This is a new. It's like your case that we will discuss next week, inshallah, when you become a father or a mother. Yeah, I mean, I'm not used to wake up at night. Okay, you have a child, he needs breastfeeding 10 times at night. You have to wake up. But I'm not used to. I know, you have to used to. But I don't like it. No, you must like it. But I don't like it. Okay, don't like it, but do it. You know? So every stage in your life, you have something new. The clever person is the one who's preparing himself to adjust himself in advance. Don't wait yourself till you come, just yeah, but I'm not used to. Okay, prepare yourself to be used to. This is a new life. You are living alone, you are a single, now you are a husband, you are a wife. So, sacrification, trust, privacy, theta. For example, practical application for trust. Well, I know some of you will not like this. And unfortunately, 99.99999% of jokes, it's against of what I'm saying. But I will give you examples. For example, have you asked yourself, what does it mean for your wife if your wife knows all of your passwords? All of your passwords. The password to your bank account. The password to your mobile. The password to your email. The password to everything. But let me ask you something. Up to your experience, don't answer me about yourself. I'm asking you about what you know from the people around yourself. What's the percentage of the people that a husband and a wife, both of them, they have everything shared and there is nothing privacy between them? What's the percentage of husbands and wife that you know, how you know about, not necessarily you know them, but in generally, that they apply this in their lives? Can you give me numbers up to your experience? Just to take the percentage, sorry, the average. 5%. Five? This is 5%. Like what else? I want to take the average from at least 5 of you. So 5. What do you think? 90%. Why not? 90%. Brother, seriously, take your experience? 90% of the people, all of their passwords, everything, privacy, they are with each other? This is what you know. Like, okay, I respect that. I'm not able to imagine it, but I respect it. I would have the average, no problem. 590. Yes?
Less than five.
Type three?
Yeah.
Type, okay. Give me, please, because I will take the average after all.
25.
Huh?
25.
Type. Now, he's changing his mind to 1%. Let's say 1, 3, 5, 25, 90. What else?
50.
50. 20. 20. Type. I may not be exaggerated if I said, you know, say 1, 3, 5, 20, 50, 30, 90. The average would be something around 37.9. It's something around 40. Okay? If the brother did not say what he said, the average will be at least maybe 15. But now, yes.
Maybe 5 or 6.
But the new generation. No. Okay. Now I'm talking about your conviction in general about the world around you. That what you hear wherever you go. So my point, just I want just to know by your admin, by yourself, that we have a problem in this. I'm giving you an example about how to build the trust. Trust is not a theoretical philosophy. It's not just, wallah, I trust you, my beloved wife. Wallah, yes, I trust you, my love. But you know nothing about my secrets. I know nothing about your secrets. Be careful. I'm not saying that you do not have the right of privacy. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that if your friend, you as a wife, is facing a problem with her husband, that's something very private and very secret and maybe shameful, you are not asked to tell your husband about the secrets of your... Well, I'm not saying this. But I'm giving an example about something, if it is shared, it's a sign of a trust. For example, okay? What's the problem? I don't feel comfortable if the password of my mobile is my wife. What's the problem? Am I hiding something? It's a question. There is a question mark. Why you don't give it? Why I don't tell my wife about the amount of my salary? Some people, the second, this is my salary, she has no right. She has no right. I mean, this is your wife, inshallah. Who she has no right? If she has no right? She's your wife. She's the mother of your kids. She's supposed, in theory, and you are supposed, in theory, inshallah, to be husband and wife in the Jannah. And she has no right to know your salary? This is traditional backwardness. But I'm giving her advice. I'm not necessarily, I can't force anyone to listen to me, but giving an advice out of experience with hundreds of cases. An example, how to build trust, our title, how to build strong and happy family. Happiness is not philosophy. It's a practical application. Skills, you apply them, you will harvest the fruits. You do not apply them, you will harvest what? Nothing. Nothing. As we say, وَمَنْ يَزْرَعُ الشَّوْكَ لَا يَحْصُدُ الْعِنَبَ. If you plant, for example, let's say orange, you will not, the fruit will not be watermelons. If you want watermelons, you have to plant the seeds of watermelons. If you want strong family, happy family, pass to the basic pillars in my belief, trust. Now, next one. So I think we have 20 minutes. 40, alhamdulillah. Okay. So by the adhan, I will stop. You raise the adhan, then I will continue, inshallah. Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Okay. Another, Allahumma salli Sayyidina Muhammad. MashaAllah, the time. Now, one of the basic rules, Sunnah al-i'tidar. Sunnah al-i'tidar. You have to establish the manners of apology. None of us but makes mistakes. True or false? في حد فينا ما بغلط يا أخوان؟ في حد فينا ما بقصر؟ It's impossible. We are human beings. It's impossible not to make mistakes. Now, if I kept making mistakes and simply I just close my eye as if I've done nothing, this will plant the seeds of what? Hatred. Kuroha. If I don't apologize, then no. Okay, I don't mind, just say sorry and khalas, everything is finished. No, I don't apologize. This means what? Arrogance. This is the disease of who? Iblis. Yes, Jazakallah khair. Kibr, arrogance. The biggest desire, by the way, the first sin that happened in the history of the creation. Iblis. Ya Iblis, usjud. Allah is commanding him. قال أنا خير من خلقتني من نار خلقتني من طين. Arrogance. طب why I don't have, what's the problem? What's the problem? I'm a weak person. I do make mistakes out of ignorance, out of I forgot. Okay, I came at home. I say, have you brought things that I told you about? Oh my God, sorry, I forgot myself. I was making a telephone call. My friend, I'm very sorry. Okay, now I'm very sorry. خلاص. Don't worry about it. خلاص stop. Do your best next time not to do it. خلاص stop. Sometimes. زي ما بقول بالانجليزي شو بعد الواحد مشتهي اكلها كيف نترجمها مشتهي بعرفش مشتهي اكل مين يترجم لي اياها هاي
خرمان
صعبت لي اياها زياده خد خرمان على
craving
craving ها craving craving ايش شو proposition معها
زي
ايوه craving for طيب ثانك يو جزاكم الله خير. So imagine that, for example, I'm craving for a specific type of food. And at work, hello, my dear beloved, please can you, whatever. Mansaf, maglube, msakhan, msakgam, msakhan, whatever. Okay, thank you. So, Taraf, when you ask for it, and you're very hungry, you are dying. 10 hours of very, very intensive, difficult work. And you are dreaming about the whatever, maklubi mansafam sakhanim, whatever. Very hungry. You came, simply she forgot. The possible scenarios, anti talaq, the first scenario. Second scenario, anti talaq ma'jaf. Third scenario, you see, unfortunately, one of the possible scenarios, you are divorced. In some cultures, second scenario, you are divorced after hitting her, maybe punching her face. Maybe I'm exaggerating, just I'm joking. But okay, because she forgot. Yeah, what can she do? Once she said, now, what should she do? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. I'm very sorry, wallahi, I forgot. Now, here comes the true love. Now, she apologizes. What's your role now? Let her now, if you are a clever, now let's give you another rule. Be very clever how to let your spouse, your husband, wife, not to have the bad feeling for the mistake that he did. Yani, my wife, she's I'm very sorry about it. Now she feels as if she killed a person because she feels very embarrassed. If I want really to create true love, I said, who told you that? I remember Aslan, you know, I asked you to make this food for me. Really? Well, I forgot it. Don't worry. Well, let's act anything. The best thing for me just to see you while you are smiling. You are my best delicious food. Just your smile is my food. خلاص. I'm full. I'm not hungry. خلاص. Solve the problem. Here comes true love. Huh? Without lunch. No, and you buy a lunch, yes. Brothers and sisters, I'm not giving you philosophy. And I'm not exaggerating. And I'm not creating theoretical examples. I'm telling you about practical, daily basis, real things that, and you know that I'm talking about something that they do really happen every day and sometimes every single hour, if not every single 10 minutes, what I'm talking about. On daily basis. So very real, very genuine, very practical. So it's not a philosophy, just nice, okay. No. Practical program. It's like, by the way, when I do this, I used to do it for 24 hours in Jordan, and sometimes 16 hours, sometimes 20 hours. I used to do examinations, I test, and sometimes I make groups and I ask them, and it's a long series. But I'm doing just in a very, very, let's say, short way. And I ask the people questions. Sometimes I have the husband and the wife in the same course. So we ask them, we have conclusion, we discuss, we put things, and we help others. It takes 20 to 24 hours. But I'm advising you in case if you would love to enjoy this kind of beautiful, happy and strong and happy and strong family. Let me finish this point before the Adhan. Then after the Adhan, I will continue the final session of this session. Part of the amazing pillars that you need to pay attention, that a man and a woman, they do share many things by nature, but they do as well what? Differ by nature. We have common things as human things. For example, a male and a female, both of them, they love and hate. Both of them can be stingy and generous. Both of them can make lies and say the truth. But some specific things, the nature of the woman does differ from the nature of a man. If you are not aware of the differences by nature, when you become a husband, when you become a wife, and you live together under one ceiling, closed door, you remember what I said at the first minute? We have a clash of what? Interests. Now, clashes. Much more than any other one. You are living together now. Your need, her need. Your need, her need. Your wish, her wish. All together. Clash of interests. Clash of interests all the time. If you are not aware when you deal with of what she's, what does differ her from you. So, for the Adhan, okay, we'll stop inshallah for 2 minutes for the Adhan, we'll continue. يمشي بسرعة بشكل مش معقول. أنا ما حسيت 10 دقائق. جدا قصير فعلا. ما شاء الله. السلام عليكم.
حي على الصلاة. حي على
الأخوات اللي معي على الصفحة، هذا أذان العشاء في تورنتو مش أذان الفجر. أنتوا عندكم فجر، أنا عندي عشاء هنا، بس يعني تصحيح اللي عم يكتبوا لي عندي على الصفحة بيقولوا لي ما أذن لسه. ف some people on the page they're asking me the فجر has not come yet, so I'm just telling them that it's عشاء. Okay, we have 5 minutes I think, صح؟ Now I was saying some things part of the nature of a woman they do differ from a man. Now, it has nothing to do who's better and who's the best. It has nothing to do that good and bad. No, 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 no. Just realizing this reality will help you to deal properly. I'll give you an example from my readings and my listening and my watching and counseling many people. For example, as they say, if generally speaking, the men by nature, when they say something, they mean it. Generally speaking, a woman when they say something, it does not necessarily they mean it. يعني, if a man said, I love you, he means I love you. If, or he said, I hate you, I hate you. If your wife said, I hate you, might she means that she loves you. Well, I'm not exaggerating. Not necessarily from the bottom of her heart. Sometimes the emotions are بكرهك بكرهك بس والله هي بتحبك. But if the زلمة قال بكرهك يعني بكرهك. Now part of the differences of the nature, a woman not necessarily what she says she means. A man necessarily if he says he means. طب what practically what does this mean? يعني this is a message for men. لا تكبرهاش كثير whatever you receive from your wife. يعني don't make it very big. When your wife speaks, if she's angry, لا تقعد لها على الدقة نصف حاسبها. Don't say, you know, yesterday you said so and so. No. Just close it as if you heard nothing. Part of the nature, when she's happy, she's angry, whatever, even she say, I hate you. Now I want you to divorce. She does not mean it. Just forget it. Close your ears, your eyes, and just delete it. Okay? This is part of what helps you to have a strong family. Now, one of the differences of the nature that makes big troubles, and maybe this is will be my final, inshallah. Men in general, they are classified as the a person of the closed books. Yani, the mind or the intellect of men, it is compared with the closed books, الصندوق المغلق, which means, صندوق المغلق means, when they think in something, they have full concentration and they are disconnected from everything else. Okay? Now, women in general, their mind, by nature, they have a multifunctional ability to handle many things in, by nature. By the way, even I asked specialists in brain surgery, they say, yes, this is true. Which means, the mind of them, this has nothing to do who's better and who's the best. No. It has to do just this is by nature. Amazingly, for their functions in their life. Yani, men, when they focus, they are disconnected. What's the men, they have advantages and disadvantages. Women, they can multifunctional. They have advantages and disadvantages. Now, the advantage of men full concentration, that they can concentrate for the very important big decisions, they can come up with a decision. But there are disadvantages, they disconnect from everything else. Disconnections, you, when you call your husband, Habibi, Muhammad, Ahmad, He's not listening. He hates me. No, 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 no. He's not listening. He did not receive your voice. He's disconnected. Yani, when he watch football game, he's disconnected. You know what? Disconnected. Literally disconnected. No, no, no. I know he hates me. I know he's thinking about another woman. No, wallahi, he's disconnected because he's fully concentrated on a football game. That's it. That's it. But how come if I'm watching a football game, I can listen even to my neighbor next door? This is you, not him. Because you are a woman. You have another power he does not have. Okay? So when you say the importance of this, women have to realize when their husband, for example, the disadvantage of this, the advantage, big decisions with full concentration. Okay? Big things. Disadvantage, if your kids with your husband, you have to keep calling him to make sure that they are not lost. Because if he is in a telephone call, if he's disconnected, your kids might kill themselves and he's not paying attention. I'm not joking. Wallahi, I'm not joking. Disconnection in the men in general makes big problems a disadvantage. The advantage, I say. But the advantage for women for having multifunctional, they can take care with 10 things at once. Kids, with food, with husband, with neighbors, with telephone call, with everything. But the disadvantage, they can't deal in many cases with the very heavy, fully concentrated things. Sometimes they lose their temper and emotionally they might cry. I'm not talking about who's better. Both of them, they have their job to do. But realizing this, so, for example, you need to realize about your husband that he is as such to take care. Time is finished. Type. See you next week, inshallah. Zakum khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.